Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The estranged husband of former Massachusetts Senate President Stan Rosenberg has pleaded guilty to assault charges and avoided jail time. Brian Heffner this afternoon changed his plea to guilty on charges of indecent assault and battery, and disseminating an image of a nude person without their consent. The allegations against Heffner cost Rosenberg his career. WBUR's Steve Brown was in Suffolk Superior Court for the proceedings today. What happened, Steve?
Well, Lisa, Heffner was supposed to go on trial on many of those charges tomorrow, but instead he accepted a plea deal that was offered by the Attorney General's office. Now, in exchange for the plea, prosecutors are dropping five other charges. Heffner admitted that he indecently assaulted three victims. Their names remain confidential, but they've been described in the past as men who had business at the statehouse. He also admitted sending out a photo of a naked man that was taken in a condo shared by Heffner and his husband. That photo was taken without the man's consent. Of course, Heffner was married to former Senate President Stan Rosenberg, one of the most powerful political figures in the statehouse.
So what are the details of this plea agreement? We know that he will be able to avoid jail time.
Yeah, Heffner had to acknowledge the charges against him were all true. He'll be on probation for 3 years. The judge also handed down a one-year sentence in the House of Correction, but that's suspended. Heffner will have to continue with drug and alcohol treatment and stay out of trouble. If not, he'll be back before the judge, who can impose a stiffer penalty. Heffner must also register as a sex offender.
And were any of Heffner's victims in court today?
No, all of the victims still value their anonymity because of the sexual nature of the crimes. All of the victims were informed of this plea deal, and they all accepted it, provided that Heffner own up to his crimes. Two victims submitted written statements, which were read by Assistant Attorney General Ian Pollenbaum. Here's a snippet of one of the statements from one of the victims.
Brian Heffner's behavior was not just a physical attack, but also an act of mental, social, and political violence. Each time he sexually assaulted me, he asserted his power over me and robbed me of my agency and my inherent worth as a human being. He made me feel vulnerable and helpless. He stripped me of my personality and my personhood. He removed any sense of safety I had in professional, political, and social settings and replaced it with a perpetual worry that at my job or after work, he could harass or assault me with impunity.
As for Brian Heffner himself, he was in court. He spoke. What did he say?
Well, after answering many questions from the judge about the change of plea, many of them were just yes or no questions and answers, Heffner's lawyer told the judge that her client wanted to make a statement, and here's what he said.
I'd like to apologize to the victims for any personal harm I may have caused them, and to my family for any pain I may have caused them.
So that's Brian Heffner. You spent a lot of time at the statehouse, Steve. It's your beat. You followed the rise and fall of Heffner's estranged husband, former state Senate President Stan Rosenberg. What is the takeaway as a result of the Heffner story?
Well, both the House and the Senate have taken steps to improve HR policies and sexual harassment policies. But remember, Heffner was not an employee of the state. His husband was, and his husband was very powerful. I think everyone questioned Stan Rosenberg's judgment when it came to his husband, Brian Heffner, and realized that he had a fatal blind spot. But I still think that some people feel that they still have no choice but to accept abuse if they think that that abuse may put them at odds with someone who wields power, even if that abuse is against the law.
All right. Thank you very much. WBUR's Steve Brown. Thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.